help the bees, which we can. We can protect the bees by harvesting responsibly. We can harvest great for you product or ingredient in this case, which is honey. So the bees really, for me, once I learned how important they were to the earth, to crops, then I really dove in and grabbed everything I could with regards to literature to understand the bee. And once I understood how important, how smart, intelligent the bee is, I fell in love. You trust
that
this product is going to be real honey. Well, it's not. And until you go into the rabbit hole and find out, well, why isn't it? We're not growing fast. And that's not important to me. What's most important is that we're growing correctly. I like to call it an inch wide and a mile deep. If honey now in 1 in 3 jars is fake, oh my gosh, then what's it going to be like in 10 years, in 100 years? Brick by brick, hive by hive. We're going to create that awareness through CPG.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. It's me, Dr. Nazif, your host, back again with another amazing episode and with another amazing guest. Today, we have a very interesting topic, but before diving into that, I really want to take this moment to appreciate all our audiences. Apart from that, just want to quickly let you know that we did start our premium supporters program, where as a premium supporter, you'll be able to have access to articles written by expert consultants on personal and professional development and lots of other exclusive perks and features. Apart from that, we also just launched our Active Action Podcast merchandise. So if you want to check out our clothing line or any other goodies, you're welcome to do that at activeaction.shop. Dear audience, today we have with us David B. Lawless. And David was born from modest beginnings in Canada. His rise to entrepreneurial success began in the late 1990s with tech startup opening doors to the world. By the dawn of the millennium, David was immersing himself in uncharted waters, the realm of functional beverages, long before the market knew it needed them. Nearly a decade ago, passion was sparked in time for honeybees. An audacious new frontier coined Hive2O, the neologism for honey water, a product as pure as vision behind it. Since 2007, David has been silently building his operations from a single hive to 4 thriving facilities across the United States. It's the future of clean refreshment, carefully designed by a man who sees beyond the trends of what the world will crave tomorrow. Very excited to learn about you, Davis, and your ventures.
Much.
I just wanted to ask you, David, introduce to our audience who you are and a little bit about yourself.
First of all, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it. And thank you to Christine and Noel for putting such a great piece of work describing the work that I've done and the work that I continue to do in trying to help the bees and to make a sustainable product in the market. So really, at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. The why, which is probably going to be one of your next questions, is I really wanted to create something that would really benefit everyone, really, at the end of the day. I can expand from that box and I can say by harvesting honey, we can help the bees, which we can. We can protect the bees by harvesting responsibly. We can harvest great for you product or ingredient in this case, which is honey, and we can replenish it. So that to me is one of the most important whys. First, number one is, am I bringing something to the world that really helps people, can change what I call game changer, more disruptive? Now, you would think something so simple as honey and good water, you would think, oh, that shouldn't be so difficult. But in the world that we live in, it can be difficult. So that's the why for me.
Thank you so much, David, for that wonderful introduction. When I first read about you and your work, one thing that really stuck to my mind is, why bees? People have many passions, but how did you find this connection with you and among bees? And how did that relationship grow? So I'm sure our audience would be thrilled to know that.
So it was back in 2000, a little bit before 2017. I met several beekeepers who were very passionate about protecting the bees. And it was then that I learned how important bees were for growing our crops, foraging, pollinating. I really didn't know much then other than the importance of the bee from protecting our crops or growing our crops. It was from there that I realized there isn't that many products. I mean, you've got Burt's Bees and there are honey-based products in the market, but there really wasn't anything that was honey-based as a beverage. And as a beverage person, I take a lot of interest in formulations and really trying to create things that are unique and different and disruptive in a way that's simple, which is not so simple, by the way. It's actually quite difficult to that's like, for example, you use honey, you want to make a honey-based drink. And most people, if you've never tried a honey-based drink, you think, oh, it must be sweet. Not the case. If you figure out the formulations and you try to make something that's different. So the bees really, for me, once I learned how important they were to the earth, to crops, then I really dove in and grabbed everything I could with regards to literature to understand the bee. And once I understood how important, how smart, intelligent the bee is, I fell in love. That was it. I realized how a hive works is incredible. I'm a big fan of biomimicry. So if you're familiar with biomimicry, that is creating a product as humans. We create products or learn from nature how we get ourselves improve on a product or a service based on what a mammal might do. And so when you look at the bee and you say, okay, well, what does a bee do? Obviously, it creates honeycombs. It creates its home. It's one of the few, if not the only animal that produces and eats what it produces. So that to me was fascinating. And then the why do they do that? And then when you realize how in tune they are with the earth, the vibrations, their directional ability to leave the hive and fly 10 kilometers away and find their way back easily, how intelligent they are. They have the ability to do facial biometrics. They can count. I don't know if you know, but bees can actually count. So I looked into all of the data and the science, which continues to evolve. There are a lot of doctors like yourself that continue to look into bees and not just how important they are, but how intelligent they continue to evolve. And then I said, you know, the best way to support the bee would be to make a product. Doesn't exist. Bee is again, game changer and innovative, but simple. And so how I came to get into the honey water business.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much for that very valuable perspective on bees, David. And I know bees are a creature of fascination on how the whole process goes. They're collecting honey, building their home, the honeycomb. All this process is just wonderful and amazes. And I'm really glad that you took on this opportunity to create something very beautiful, a very wonderful product out of this very beautiful creature. I'm very excited to learn about this product. But before going into that, David, we know today's topic for the podcast is natural disruption. So when we say natural disruption, automatically it comes to our mind, how the nature is being disrupted. Can you tell me, like, what does the word natural mean in today's context?
Oh, absolutely. So fantastic question. So it's, first of all, it's not what you may think. The word natural is to me, and the research and the constant R&D, and then just the data that you learn from the market. The word natural no longer means natural. It's been overused. It's primarily used by manufacturers, whether it's food or beverage or both, to capture someone's interest to say that this product is natural or naturally made. Well, if you dig into the word natural, like natural flavors are not natural. It has become a masking device to cover up unnatural ingredients, actually. So when I learned this, and this has been in the last 5 years, once I learned this, I chose honey. I don't know if you know this, but honey is the third largest fake product in the world.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes. So that means one out of three jars of honey is fake. And how do you tell? How do you know? Well, there's tests you can do and you can go to a lab, etc. I started to learn about honey and I started to source more honey outside of our own hives. We have to use other hives, other producers, go to other apiaries. I found out there's this huge, huge problem of even raw natural honey. This is a big problem because most consumers are going to go into a supermarket like a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's or the places where you go to buy a product that you trust. You trust
that
this product is going to be real honey. Well, it's not. And until you go into the rabbit hole and find out, well, why isn't it? Well, because you realize the amount of consumption that's happening and the amount that you want to produce. And if you're a big company, you want to create big profits. It's very difficult. So you have to do mixing of high fructose corn syrup and other things. You no longer get real honey. The problem with that, to me, my opinion, is that when you're told you believe you're getting something and then you find out you don't even know that you're not until years and years down the road. That to me is a problem because the benefits of honey outweigh and perform. Even mainstream knows honey is better for you than sugar and corn syrup. It has low glycemic index. I mean, you could probably talk for days about the benefits of honey. So if you're a consumer and you go to the store and you say, okay, well, I'm going to buy this honey and it says organic raw honey, only to find out through podcasts like this and science or articles, wherever you get your information from, that's actually not raw honey. That to me is a big problem. So that became the catalyst for me to say, well, listen, first of all, I need to source really raw honey, real honey, and not dilute it and not mix it with other things. So that was the first choice that I made. Our products obviously do that, but there's a much bigger problem creating a brand that uses real ingredients, real fruit, real honey, spring water versus purified water, which is a whole other podcast, is really where the passion comes for me. So it's not just about pushing a product into the market. It's about changing the way that the market is seeing the products that are readily available. That's an important mission to me.
Right. Thank you so much for explaining that. And I know, David, you're on a mission to provide the best nutrient value and the best quality of water or beverage that can come from honey. But we know in the actual market today, that is not the case. Like you mentioned, that honey is one of the most adulterated beverages in the world. So from your perspective, what do we as a consumer actually need to know about real health products versus taglines that are touting health?
Yeah. First of all, it's very difficult for a consumer to easily be able to tell because when the label says raw organic honey, you expect to get raw organic honey. But there are little tricks and things that you can do, seeing how it crystallizes, like it's very hard and is not runny. And that's the first sign. If it's still runny in the fridge and it doesn't crystallize, that's a problem. We do want to focus on education. For us, it's not just about, obviously you need to sell things to make money so that you can educate. Those things kind of work together. Creating those channels, having podcasts like this are really important for the education aspect of what do you look for. The good news is that many consumers now are reading labels, but if the labels are not correct, then what do you do? That's really what we're trying to do is create a brand or trying to create a trusted brand. We do the work so that you don't have to, and at the same time, educate and explain. I mean, we don't want to throw anybody under the bus. We don't want anybody coming after us to say, you said my honey's fake. We don't want to get into that game. We just want to be authentic with our ingredients. We want to keep all the ingredients to be able to count on one hand and be able to read them. Fruit, lemons, pomegranate, not 10% juice, not 1% juice, 100% fruit. With juice that comes from that fruit. So really simple, clean messaging that you can trust. And so you're right. In a world of taglines, we do things from the disruption point where rather than say natural, we say naturally occurring, because everyone says natural. So we say naturally occurring. Well, what does that mean? Naturally occurring means it naturally occurs and comes from nature, and we naturally put it into the can so you can consume it. Another tagline is taste the unreal. People say, wow, that's really strange. There should be nothing unreal about tasting something that's pure. But in our world, it's actually inversely true. You're tasting something that's supposed to be natural. It's not. It's got preservatives. It's got additives. Things mixed in with it. And it's up to the consumer to figure out what glyphosate means, what potassium sorbate means. Right. And it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. It should be very clear as to what those things are, as opposed to these amazing Instagrammers and YouTubers who are now taking that mission on to teach consumers what to look for and how to make better choices. So that's really what we're doing.
For sure. Thank you. That's very inspiring, and the amazing work that you're doing for the benefit of the public and actually serving what's natural, actually the natural product, the public, which is amazing and wonderful work. Can I ask you one question, though? When we are actually presenting beverages in the market, there is a term called consumer packaged goods. Or can I ask you, how do we flip the narrative on CPG or consumer packaged goods?
Very difficult question. We have to break down the wall of the word natural for it to actually mean natural. So, ton of education. Number two is removing all the fodder or the masking that's going on in the market. That's critical. We walk into supermarkets, and the supermarket today has, let's pick an arbitrary number, 20 aisles of food.
Right?
20 aisles of food and beverage. As a consumer today, 19 of those aisles, maybe 18, I'll be generous, are packaged CPG food beverages filled with preservatives and additives and things that are not good for us long term. This is the reality. And then there's these one or two aisles that is health food, and that health food is actually not health food. It's protein bars that are pretending to be a good for you product, and that makes up for 50% of that aisle. And that to me is crazy. So what if we changed, like you said, flip the narrative on creating a supermarket that is all healthy, all the aisles are truly natural or natural occurring. I don't like to use the word natural. Somebody use naturally occurring. They're naturally occurring. And if you decide that you want to buy something that is bad for you, you have to go to the bad for you aisle. So we have 18 aisles of naturally occurring foods, and then we have two aisles of this is all the bad stuff for you. And it's clearly visible. And there's no words of natural and good for you and all of these taglines that are being overused. What is that? And so that's a BHAG, call a BHAG to try to achieve that. But one bee at a time, one jar of honey at a time, one can of Hive2O at a time, we can start to change the narrative on that. And then as I become active, as we become active, our team becomes active, our apiaries become stronger together, we can start to change that. We can move away from high fructose corn syrup into honey. How great would that be? But I've been to the natural food show in California, and I'm currently at the bar and restaurant show in Las Vegas, and everything still says on the side of the package, high fructose corn syrup in 95% of the beverages. Shocking. So we can do it bit by bit. I don't want to stand on a soapbox. Talk about, oh, you guys are doing this all wrong. We just want to do the right thing, the right way, and build our customer loyalty and our brand to the best that we can.
That's wonderful and very inspiring to know, David. And I know you have a company, Hive2O, actually in the market doing exactly that. I wanted to ask you, can you tell our audience a bit about Hive2O, and how does Hive2O flip the script for the CPG market at this time?
Yeah. So one of the most important things for us as Hive2O first started is controlling all of the pieces. So sourcing the honey, starting with our own hives, working with other apiaries, honey farmers, to ensure that the quality of the product quality of the ingredient first is premium. That's number one. And then it goes from there. Using sustainable packaging, aluminum versus plastic, 100% aluminum, fully recyclable, very, very important. And then we're vertically integrated. So what that means is we don't sub out the work for someone else to make our product for us. And then people ask, well, why not? Why wouldn't you? The problem with that is that you get this mixture and contamination of all these other ingredients and products. They use cleaners that approved. You get one part or 10 parts or 100 parts per million of the liquid. And so we control all of that. And so we started with, like you said in the beginning, humble beginnings with one facility. We partnered with a winery. And from there, we got a canning line. We have our own canning line in our own tank. So we know what goes in the tank. We know what goes on the canning line. We control that quality. So quality control, of course. So that's key. And then as we've expanded, we're not growing fast. And that's not important to me. Growing fast is not important to me. What's most important is that we're growing correctly. I like to call it an inch wide and a mile deep. Or if you look at an iceberg, you see the nice tip of the iceberg, but you don't see how far and deep it goes. Hmm. Same thing for us. It's really important that it's not so much about, even though we have no reason to conceal the iceberg, but we want to be solid. We want to make sure that we control all the ingredients to ensure no contamination, sustainable packaging, harvesting responsibly, and then, of course, helping the bees so they can continue to be around so that in 100 years, in 1,000 years, people can enjoy honey, not fake honey. If honey now in 1 in 3 jars is fake, oh my gosh, then what's it going to be like in 10 years, in 100 years? Brick by brick, hive by hive, we're going to create that awareness through CPG. And CPG is important. I mean, it's what the market wants today. They want something that's available right now. They want it to be good. They expect it to be what it reads on the label. And the market's getting smarter. That's the good news. The market's getting smarter. They want to be healthy. They just want to be like, who's telling the truth? Like, who's doing this for real? That's what people want to know. So we're going to keep doing it. And we'll do it at the size that we're doing it. We'll grow at the size that we can. And we'll educate. And that's the best that we can do.
Thank you so much, David, for that wonderful perspective. And I just wanted to know from you, for the benefit of our audiences, how can they acquire or where can they get hands on this delicious beverage?
Oh, thanks for asking. So right now we do a lot of direct-to-consumer, DTC. We have partners for online. So we work with Amazon for all of our alcohol-free. We have our websites, hardhoney.com. We have hive20.com. So a lot of different online availability. And then we're working with retailers, depending on the state. We're slowly growing in. We're in some Whole Foods, but we're not in national Whole Foods yet. The retail market is a very difficult market, all of the giants who control that space. But as you become popular, as you become trusted as a brand, then the retailers become much more involved and interested in promoting you. And then by listeners that are here and see the product and taste the product, we hope that we'll be able to gain their trust and go from there. That's all we can ask for.
For sure. And thank you so much, David. It's a wonderful initiative that what you're doing. And I really like when you say that you're not going fast, but you're not worried about it because you're ensuring that the people are getting the quality products. And we can just see from the amazing testimonials that the customers provide and ensuring that quality. And whereas you're working with a very delicate piece of beverages, where ensuring the purity is very, very important. And I'm so glad that you guys are doing that through Hive2O. And I really encourage our listeners to check out www.hardhoney.com or Hive2O, and even checking out in Amazon and other platforms. And do share your review and let us know your feedback and help us to spread the word as well.
Please follow us on Instagram at Hive2Hand. I do a lot of postings. I have a personal Instagram, which I talk about honey and education and water. Quality of water is very, very important. We need water and you need good water. On Instagram, I talk about water, quality of water, why it's important to use spring water versus filtered water or purified water, which is again in the market. I strongly urge, even if you don't drink our water, to drink spring water. Very, very important. So follow me on Instagram. I would appreciate it very much. And anyone has any questions, I do respond very quickly on Instagram at Hive to Hand.
Thank you, David. And also, we just wanted to let you guys know, dear audiences, if you do want to know about David and also his work and also want to get connected to him, you can do that by going into our website, activeaction.fm/person/David B. Lawless. So here you will find his David's bio and also some quick links to his Instagram and email where you can get in touch with him. And if you have any questions, do let him know. But above all, I really want to encourage you to visit hardhoney.com. And I really, really like that URL though. Yeah, wonderful one. So easy to remember. So hardhoney.com, go there and check out the wonderful and amazing pure honey-based beverages Hive 2.0 and David offers. Thank you so much, David, for your wonderful time and joining this podcast. I just wanted to ask you one last question before we depart. In this era of beverages and purity and natural products, alteration, for us consumers, it's really difficult to make the right choices or to understand how should we stay informed and make good choices about buying pure beverages.
Do what you're doing already, which is to read the ingredients. When you see 1% or 10% juice of anything, or you see potassium sorbate, fillers, additives, things that don't make sense, don't buy them at the end of the day. For example, when I go to a restaurant, I don't drink the water that they pour in. I just don't do that. So unless they have a spring water, I'll be thirsty that day. So really, that's what it comes down to. I also recommend that if you like honey as much as I do, buy honey from your local beekeeper. And there's lots of bee farms around. If you drive just on the outskirts of wherever you live, you'll always see honeybee farms. I strongly urge, this is the best place to buy the really good products. And listen, everything we do is not necessarily ideal for you. I mean, we ferment honey into alcohol. Alcohol's not good for you. We know people drink, and fermenting honey is a passion of mine. And if I do drink, which is not very often, I want something that's better for me. And so once you start to make those choices, like, okay, if I'm going to drink, I want to drink something that's better for me, then you start to gravitate towards that direction. And then you're just looking for brands. And we're not the only ones out there that really do what they say they do. And so find out the messaging, find out the why, find out the mission, not just the tagline. Dig a little deeper. Because I'll leave with two quotes. One is, you can pay a little bit more now for your health, for longevity, or you can pay more and not make that longevity. So you take care of yourself now and pay and meet. And I don't just mean pay a premium. I mean, do the research, do the work, find out what's good for you, as opposed to just saying, well, it comes in a CPG and there's XYZ company makes it. It must be good. Not true. So do the work now so that you can live longer later. That's number one. And my second quote is my favorite. There's a reason why honeybees don't eat. Can you swear on this podcast?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. I wanted to make sure. There's a reason why honeybees, well, there's two things. Honeybees don't eat shit. They eat honey. There must be a reason for that. Flies eat shit. Correct?
Right.
So honeybees never take the time to explain to flies why honey tastes better than shit. So I'll leave you with that. Food for thought.
With that note, thank you so much, David, for sharing your words of wisdom and the amazing work that you do and the wonderful product that you have brought out for the public to check out. Working with bees, I feel, is a very sacred thing where they're a fascinating creature. And honey is one of the most wonderful things I've ever tasted, which is as natural as it can get. And you're using that to create pure beverages and support the bees and the beekeepers. I really commend you. And especially dear listeners, I really urge you, because I know a lot of you come to me and ask me that, okay, what are some good things for my body? Honey is definitely the best thing for your body. So if you are into honey like beverages, I really encourage you to check out hardhoney.com and the Hive 2.0 natural beverages. Thank you so much for joining in this podcast and sharing your words of wisdom with my dear.
Thank you. And thank you for the work you do. Really appreciate to be on the show and good luck with everything. Really.
Dear listeners, we were talking with David, and if you have enjoyed the episode, please feel free to share it with your friends and your loved ones. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email. Apart from that, if you do enjoy our episode and if you find any value to it, please don't forget to send us a tip at www.activeaction.fm/tip. Take care, stay active, and take action, everyone. I'll meet you in the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.